Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on today. Hold on to the Lord. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we love you on today. Help us to rightly divide the word of truth. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for holy boldness in the Holy Ghost. Lord, may every listener be baptized in your spirit, Lord, that we may be able to fight the good fight of faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, Lord, help us on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Going back to Matthew 24, we left off on verse 11, and I'm going to reread that. And it says, "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." We have many false prophets today. I want to reiterate that from last time's podcast. We have many false prophets. We have many people that are distorting the word of God. There are many that coming up with their own gospels. There are many churches that are not preaching the truth. That's the reason why you need to be in the word of God to know what is a truth, what is truth, and what is a lie. I watch a lot of Christian television, and there's some things I have to just turn off because the spirit of God within me does not register what they're saying, because it is about, a lot of times it's about prosperity, and it is about the men and not the master, not Jesus, not the teacher, not the living word. It is about man. And be careful, because man is flesh. If people are not teaching and preaching the word of God, get out of there. Run. You have to follow Jesus. It's not about a man. It's about the man Christ Jesus. Not about man here. It is about the man. The man Christ Jesus, the man that was manifested from the Spirit of God, came in the fullness of time. It's about that man. It's about Jesus Christ, and not about a man trying to get people to dote on him and not on the word of God. This is a time you better read. You better read your word. And you better believe God, and you better pray before you read. Because the enemy is also able to take scriptures, like he tried to do with Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, and try to use scripture against him. But you also read scripture, and you pray for discernment, and you pray for the Spirit of God, that you can rightly divide the word of truth. And constantly pray for that. Because the enemy would try to use a word against you. He'll try to trap you with the word. Submit yourself unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee. That's what the word of God says. It's a fight. You have to constantly fight. It's a fight. But the spirit of deception is here. Several years ago, and it had to be more than 10 years ago, and I still listen to it from time to time, Bishop T.D. Jakes had two tapes or two lessons, and it was called Subtle Deceit. And you can find them on YouTube, Subtle Deceit, Part 1 and 2. Part one is really my favorite, but it talks about the subtle, deceitful, treacherous tactics of the enemy. And I'm quoting him. The enemy has a lot of treacherous tactics, and you have to be in the word in order to discern it. And he will even try to trick you. But you know what? Jesus said to Peter, the enemy is come to try to deceive you and to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail you not. And that's what we pray. We pray to God, Lord Jesus. Jesus is the mediator between us and God, and he is our person, our intercessor. He forever make intercession for us, that our faith fail us not. Rely on the Lord. Just submit and wholly trust in the Lord, that he will not fail you, because that deceitful spirit is in the land. Let's go on to verse 12. And because iniquity means lawlessness and sin shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold or grow cold. Because there is sin everywhere, people are becoming disenchanted and they are becoming numb. They are just so numb to things because there's so much sin. You become where you don't even have any feeling towards what's happening because there's so much of it. And so your love waxes cold. But you have to watch that. If you're watching the news and you're just continually watching where people are full of sin and you see it before you, don't become numb. Pray. Because where sin abound, grace did much more abound. So even though there's sin here, grace is on top of sin because it is much more abounding, which means the spirit of grace is still here. The spirit of the Lord is still here, saving men, delivering and setting free, still to this day. Believe that and pray that sin just continually abounds and it trumps, grace much more abounds and it trumps sin. It trumps sin. And it's going to continue to do that until the rapture. So don't be troubled and don't be cynical. And don't become where you're just numb to what's going on in our day. But pray. Get on your knees and pray and look up because our redemption is drawing nigh. And feel good in the inner man that Jesus is coming back soon, and save yourself from this untoward generation and snatch people out of the fire, hating even the garments that have been spotted by the world. Save yourself and save as many as you can. That's what we do. Amen. That's what we do. Verse 13. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. We're enduring till the end because we have the courage and the boldness of the Holy Ghost. Remember in Revelation, I believe 20, chapter 20 or 21, it said the fearful and unbelieving, means the cowardly and unbelieving, is leading the pack to hell. But we are to have courage and believe in God because we are enduring to the end. We're going all the way with Jesus. Amen. Because we love not our life until the death. This life is but a few days. But a few days. But eternity is forever. And so have a kingdom mindset that eternity is what we are after. In Hebrews 11, it talks about a city whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews chapter 11, and that's what we're looking for. A city whose builder and maker is God, and we are not here for the duration. We are pilgrims in the land. We are passing through. And so we are enduring until our end, until Jesus cracks the sky open with the rapture, or until we die, because absent from the body is present with the Lord. We win regardless. And so we're waiting for that day. We're holding on in the meantime. But in the meantime, we're taking care of our children. We're taking care of our spouses. We're holding up the banner of the Lord. We're helping others. We're doing the mighty work of the Lord. We are holding on to God's unchanging hand. And we shall have peace. We shall have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Because our mind shall be of peace whose mind is stayed on him. We're standing on the word. We're winners. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We are strengthened by him. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. We're holding on to the Lord. And that's how we're enduring until the end. Because we are walking in faith. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I paused because I had a thought for a second, but we're going to continue next time on The Word and Me. God bless you. Enjoy your life and enjoy being a Christian. Amen. Because it's the best thing you could have ever done is receiving the Spirit of God. Have a wonderful day. Join me next time. God bless.